And what we are going to do tonight, I am going to open up just reading. There are several scriptures I need to read tonight, and I just want to lay out a particular foundation for what we are going to pray. So we're going to just read some scriptures, lay out the foundation for where we want to go, and then we are going to pray probably somewhere in between, about 20 minutes we are going to pray. But I believe that you have to lay out the foundation for what you want to pray, because if there is no foundation, the Bible says that Jesus was praying, says, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth, sanctify them by thy word. So we want to pray for that tonight, for the sanctification of our spirit and our soul. Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 7 to verse number 8. I'll be reading most of my scriptures from the New King James Version. So Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 7 to verse number 8 says this: And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, This thing says the Lord that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man, somebody say he opens and no man can shut. He that opens and no man can shut whatever God opens. And he says that, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know your works. See, I have set before you, what? An open door. And no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word and have not denied my name. That's Revelation 3, verse number 7 to verse number 8. 2 Kings chapter number 13 to verse number 14 to verse number 19. 2 Kings 13, 14 to 19 says, And Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash the king of Israel came down to him and wept over his face and said, Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. And Elisha said to him, take a bow, take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, Put your hand on the bow. So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hand on the king's hands. And he said, Open the east window. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them. Then he said, Take the arrows, and he took them. And he said, Take the arrows, and said, He took them, and he said to the king of Israel, Strike the ground. So he struck the ground three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, You should have struck five or six times. Then you should have struck it five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only three times. And somebody say hallelujah. You will strike Syria three times. That's what he says. You will strike Syria three times. Then we go to 1 Chronicles chapter number 12. 1 Chronicles chapter number 12, verse number 32 is a very familiar passage of scripture. 2 Chronicles 12, verse number 32 says, Of the sons of Issachar, who had an understanding of the times. And of the sons of Issachar, who had an understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. Their chiefs were 200, and their brethren were at their command. So the sons of Issachar knew what needed to be done. We going to read Genesis 18, verse number 16 to verse number 21. I'm just reading some scripture. I'll go back and really begin to elaborate on some points we want to pray over tonight in that particular scripture that we're using. Genesis 18, verse number 16 to verse number 21. You know the scripture as well. It says, then the men rose from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. It says, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know. Somebody say hallelujah. God said, will I hide this thing from Abraham that I'm about to do? So God opened a door for Abraham. God opened a door for Abraham. God opened a door for Abraham to show him what he was about to do. And when God opened the door to Abraham, Abraham did something. He went into a place of intercession. We'll talk about that just now. Then there's another scripture in 2 Kings chapter number 4. We've been using this for a while. 2 Kings chapter number 4, verse number 8 to verse number 9. It says, for it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Father, tonight we are asking for our minds to be open, for our hearts to be open as we engage with the heavens, O God. Let there be a quantum shift in our understanding, a quantum shift in our positioning, that we come into proper alignment with the purposes and the intentions of heaven for your glory and for your glory alone. I pray for every man and every woman on this prayer line tonight. Let something significant take place in their life as a result of this prayer. May their way of thinking be changed. May their way of understanding be changed. May their way of engaging with the heavens be changed as well. As we come into prayer tonight, O God, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are not coming, O God, in our own righteousness, because our own righteousness is as filthy rags before you, O God, but we come in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say, O God, hear our prayer tonight. Attend to our supplication for your glory. And Father, as we come boldly before the throne of grace, we know that you have made us kings and priests unto you, O God. And we are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the way of the blood that has allowed us to come into your presence, O God. We say, Holy Spirit, tonight have your way. Take preeminence. Take charge. Lead and direct our prayer to be in divine alignment with the will of God. For you are the one who knows the mind and the will of God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that more than the words we are going to be uttering, there are many things that are going to be spoken, not only in our hearts, but things that are going to be spoken to those that are going to be listening via media technology, and even the things that are going to be echoed in the heavens. For you are the one who knows how we ought to pray. You are going to be interceding for us tonight as we pray as well. In the name of Jesus, we come expecting something to shift in the heavens. Father, as we deliberate on the affairs of the kingdom, as we gather together as an ecclesia, O God, let judgments, statutes be released, O God. Whatever must be judged tonight, let it be judged in the name of Jesus. Whatever must be brought low tonight, let it be brought low. And whatever must be exalted, let it be exalted tonight. In the name of our Lord and Savior, we agree that this is the hour that belongs to our God. Our God will shine greatly and mightily. He will show himself mighty on our behalf. because our hearts are loyal to Him. Our hearts are loyal to Him. Wherever you are, just open up your mouth and just say, God, let it be done according to your design. Let it be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. I want to speak a few things tonight, and we are going to pray. Several scriptures that I read for you, I want to tie them to Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 7, where it says that to the angel of the Lord, somebody is sleeping. Hallelujah. It says to the angel of the Lord that I open doors that no man can shut. Somebody say amen. I specifically chose Revelation 3, verse number 7, where number 8, where God is saying, I open doors that no man can shut, and I shut doors that no man can open. And what I want to tie in all the scriptures I've read. I'm going to add some more as we go along. But in 2 Kings chapter number 13, verse number 14 to verse number 19, you meet Elisha dealing with the king Joash, who went to Elisha when he was sick on his deathbed. And at that moment, when he went to encounter with Elisha, Elisha was about to be taken by the Lord. When he went there, there was a door that was opened for him to be able to deal with the Syrians. And when the door was opened, the door was opened for him to release arrows of deliverance, to be able to engage with the Syrians in the realm of the spirit and execute judgment. But Joash made a mistake that he did not do what was required to be done when the door was opened. Tonight, I want us to pray concerning open doors, to pray for God to give us strategies to be able to conduct ourselves when the doors are opened. We know that Issachar understands that the seasons and the times, and he knows what has to be done in a specific season, what has to be done in a specific time. Issachar knows the doors of time when they open. In the book of Genesis, I read for you, Genesis 18, that God was about to go and deal with the iniquity and the sins that were in this nation, in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. But that particular moment, God said, I cannot go and do this thing whilst having hidden it from Abraham, seeing that Abraham is going to be great. At that particular moment, God opened a door for Abraham to have some insight of what he was going to do in Sodom. But when that door was opened, the door of knowledge was opened, Abraham did not just rejoice because he has been given preview to some information as to what God was about to do. But when that door opened, Abraham went into a place of intercession, interceding for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, for God to stop judgment and bring deliverance. And I read for you 2 Kings chapter number 4, when it says that when the great woman of Shunem saw Elisha, she constrained him, restrained him to come into her house. And when she did that, she realized that there is a door that was opened, a prophetic door that was going to be opened, that she was going to be given access to. So when she invited Elisha into her house, she literally was able to walk through the prophetic door that was opened. And you know the story, how she was able to break her barrenness and receive a son, how God was able to resurrect a son when a son was dead, how God restored to her in 2 Kings chapter number 8, restored to her after the famine of 7 years when she had gone to the land of the Philistines. The story in Genesis 26, verse number 2, verse number 5, speaks about Isaac when he was in the promised land, and there was a famine in the land, and Isaac was about to go to Egypt. But God said, Isaac, stay in this land, not go down to Egypt, but stay in this land, because I'm going to open a door of blessing for you in this land. You are going to sow in famine, but there's an open door for you. The open door is a door for your elevation, is a door for your blessing. And Isaac was able to stay in that land. And you know the story, that Isaac sowed in the famine and it received a hundredfold. And Genesis chapter 26, verse number 12 says, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. So in that particular season, there might have been famine in the land, but God was going to open a door for Isaac to be blessed, but it was contingent on Isaac staying in the land, even though it did not seem to be conducive to doing what God was about to do. And I want to drop two more segments there, then we'll discuss a few things and we'll pray. In Genesis chapter number 30, you know the story of Jacob, how he received the blessing of the firstborn after having deceived his father Isaac to receive the blessing. And the Bible says that when he was working for his uncle Laban, the Bible says in Genesis 30 verse number 22, and then God remembered Rachel, but after Jacob had prayed for her, then God remembered Rachel, he listened to her and opened her womb. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son and said, God has taken away my disgrace. This is from the New International Version. And she said, God has taken away my disgrace. She named him Joseph and said, may the Lord add to me another son. After Rachel, that's verse number 25. After Rachel gave birth to Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, send me on my way so I can go back to my own homeland. So literally, Joseph being born to Rachel, Joseph being born to Jacob represents an open door. And when that door opened, Jacob knew that it is time, the time has come for me to leave the land where I'm dwelling to go back to my own land. It's time for me to come from under working from Laban to go into my place, my own place. One more scripture for you. Genesis 9, Daniel chapter number 9, verse number 1. It says that in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that you would accomplish 70 years of in the desolation of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by my prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, at that particular moment, Daniel, having read what Jeremiah wrote, Daniel understood that there is a door that has been opened now, and that door is a door for the desolation to be broken. It's a door for the captivity to be broken. It's a door for the galut to come to an end, for them to go back to the promised land, to go back to the land that God had given them. Because that, what I want to talk about tonight is that when God opens a door, we have to know what to do when the door opens. So we're going to pray tonight for open doors, and not only to pray for open doors, but to pray for God to position us to know what has to be done in the open door. Several things that must be considered according to the book, the scripture we read in Revelation chapter number 3. God opens doors. God opens doors. That's number one. God has promised to open doors, and he will open the door that he has promised to open. When next thing that has to be understood, that God does not do something just because it does not have anything to do. Everything that God does is deliberate. Everything that God does has a specific purpose. There is a specific reason why God has to open doors. It's not just opening doors because it does not have anything to do. He does it because there is something specific that has to be happening. In Ecclesiastes number 3, it tells us that to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So everything that is done under the earth, when God comes to do something, there is a specific purpose, there is a specific reason. You and I know that we need to have some open doors in our lives. And doors are not just open for us to say doors have been opened by God, but they present us with opportunities to see the goodness of God, to see the greatness of God, to be able to and to participate in the redemptive purpose and function of the kingdom of God, to go forth and establish, where the door is opened for us to go forth and establish dimensions of the kingdom of God. when the door, where the doors are leading us. So the doors are going to open, leading us in a particular place, leading us into a particular atmosphere, leading us into a particular geographical location. We are being led there because there are specific assignments that must be accomplished. There are specific dimensions of the kingdom that must be established. And whenever doors are open because they are supposed to be a blessing to believers, because God always intends to bless those that are His. But whenever we speak of open doors, we are not speaking about physical open doors. We are speaking of open doors being opportunities, doors being the authorization or the opportunity for us to have access to certain things, access to certain blessings, access to certain regions, access to certain levels, revelation, access to certain levels of understanding. So these are the open doors that we are speaking of. Why do we need God to open doors? There are some things that we need access to, but don't have the ability to create the opportunities within ourselves. So we need God to open doors. There are some things that we want to do, but they require divine intervention for the doors to be opened. Sometimes we don't have the resources to be able to open the doors we require to have opened. So God has to come, divine intervention, divine interruption of certain cycles and systems happening in our lives for us to be able to gain access to certain regions, to gain access to certain markets. So God has to step in and open the doors. And sometimes we do not have the wisdom to open the doors that we need to have opened. So the God who gives wisdom, who has all wisdom, has to step in to open the doors for us. And sometimes we need God to open doors for us because there's an adversary who is standing before us, who is hindering us from seeing the doors that God has opened. And when God opens those doors, it is necessary for us to be able to walk through the doors, but we also need God to give us the grace and the strength to be able to walk through the doors that He has opened for us. And tonight we want to pray for God to open doors. What kind of doors is God going to open? We want to pray for God to open doors to break our poverty. We want God to open doors to break us out of adversity. We want God to open doors for us to enter into destiny, into the place where we can fulfill our destiny, into the place where we can fulfill our redemptive purpose. We want God to open doors because we are tired of being where we are. We want to experience new things. We want God to break the current status quo in our lives. We are tired of just having quotidian lives, quotidian days. We want to experience something new. We want a refreshing. There are some things that must be considered in regards to open doors. We need God to give us the capacity to be able to enter through the open door. Not only the capacity to be able to walk through the open door, but the maturity for us to be able to walk through the door that has been opened. For God to give us the knowledge and the understanding to be able to conduct ourselves through the open doors. For God to be able to give us the strategies to deal with the enemy who is standing before the door. He cannot shut the door, but He will make it difficult for us to walk through the door that God has opened. He's a formidable enemy, and sometimes when God opens the door, we are fearful of what is behind the door. Remember the story of the children of Israel. When God had opened the door for them to enter the promised land, they sent in 12 spies, and the 10th spy, 12 came, and 10 gave a report that the door, even though the door is opened, there are giants that are in the land who are not going to be able to take over. And discouragement came over the nation, and they delayed their opportunity to walk through the door, and it took 40 years for that door to be opened again, and a generation died in the wilderness because they did not know. They were afraid of what was behind the door that God has opened. I pray that tonight somebody who is going to experience an open door in their life, an opportunity is coming your way, you are not going to be afraid of walking through the door that God has opened because of the challenges that are standing before you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for God to give you strength to be able to walk through the door that He is opening, for God to be able to give you strategies, ideas, concepts and philosophies to be able to engage yourself when you get behind the door. It doesn't matter how potent the challenges are that are behind the door. God has given you the grace. God has given you the strength. God is going to release some strategies over your life tonight that you are going to be able to overcome the giants that are standing behind the door that God has opened. So I pray that tonight, God, their minds are open. They are not just praying for doors to be opened, but God, you are infusing them with power. You are infusing them with strength. You are infusing them with wisdom. You are infusing them with tenacity to be able to walk through the door. Somebody's faith is being strengthened tonight that they are going to walk through the door that God has opened. I pray that, oh God, tonight somebody is getting an understanding, as we declared in the days of old, that it is their season and it is their time. That means there is a door in time that has been opened for them to be elevated. There is a door in time that has been opened for them to be brought into a high place. There is a door in time that has been opened in their life for them to be able to be accelerated to a place that heaven has said they are going to experience the goodness and the greatness of God. Therefore, Father, tonight we declare that no man is going to stand in the way. No spirit is going to stand in the way. They are going to walk through the door that you have opened. No report from other men is going to cause them to abandon the door that you have opened for them to walk through. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the resources that are coming, that they are not going to have an excuse for them not walking through the door that you are opening for them. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, tonight for some woman, oh God, tonight to be blessed with wisdom, to be blessed with knowledge, to be blessed with understanding, that they are going to be so bold to walk through the door that you have opened. In the name of Jesus, somebody declare that my gender will not be a disqualification for me to walk through the door that God has opened. My experience with God is not going to be a hindrance for me to walk through the door that God has opened. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because God has determined to open a door in your life, you are going to walk through the door that God has opened. I don't care where you have been, the door is open before you. This is your season. This is your time. Hande koraba. Don't just rejoice that the door has been opened, but rejoice that God has given you the strength. He has given you the fortitude. He has given you the anointing. God has given you everything that you need to be able to walk through the door. I command you in the name of Jesus to approach the door that has been opened. Your eyes are being opened to see the door that God has set before you. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. You are going to be in obedience. Listen, like Isaac, it doesn't matter what the environment is saying. If God is saying, I'm going to open a door for you in the most remote part of the city, go to that place, because God is going to open a door in that place, and that door is going to be a blessing in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. It doesn't matter whether it is a place. It doesn't matter whether it is a place that is full of people that are poor. God says, I'm going to open a door in that place, and there is going to be a blessing for you in that place. Go to that place and do what God has said. Somebody say hallelujah. It doesn't make any sense sometimes when you are evaluating it from a natural perspective. It doesn't make any sense at all for you to make an investment in that region, but you are hearing what God is saying. You are obeying what the Spirit of God is saying. Go and make in that investment according to the word of God. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel something moving right here in the name of Jesus. Do you know that there is a day that came when Jeremiah knew that there was going to be destruction upon the land, yet Jeremiah bought a piece of land because he's saying God is going to bring you back to this place, and when you come back to this place, I will be a property owner. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. Be obedient to the word of the Lord and follow what God is saying. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If God is saying right now, go back to school and get your degree, because there is a door that is going to be opening. You are going to require that degree. Go back to school and do whatever heaven has said must be done. Somebody say hallelujah. If heaven is saying write a book in this season on a particular subject matter, it doesn't matter how saturated the markets may be, God is saying that door is open for you. Walk through that door. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just muted all the phones. There's somebody who's snoring. So hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They are missing out on what God is doing right now. They are missing out on the blessing of the open door. They are missing out on what heaven has said is going to happen right now in the name of Jesus. There is a door that is opening. I command the Spirit of God to go forth and open doors in your life. Let the word of God, this word of God, prosper in your life. May you see the open door. May you walk through the open door. God is bringing resources into your life for you to be able to walk through the door that He is opening in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody is making a determination in their spirit, like the woman of Shunem, that you are going to open, you are going to restrain and constrain the prophetic word. You are going to make room for the prophetic word, because in this season, the door that is opening over your life is a prophetic door in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And as you walk through that door, your barrenness is going to be broken because of the prophetic word you have chosen to make a part of where God is taking you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As I pray for God to open doors for you, I pray for God now to download divine strategies into your spirit, strategies for you to be able to know what you must do when the door is open. There is a door that is opening in your city, and God is saying it's not just to say the door has been opened. There are opportunities that are coming for ministry over your life, and God is saying prepare yourself to be able to know what you must do when the door has been opened. God is saying, I'm going to download some strategies into your spirit to know what must be done in the city. God wants to establish a dimension of the kingdom in the city, and He is opening it for you. God is going to download spiritual strategies, not just for you to engage in the realm of the spirit, but for you to be able to lay out the blueprints and plans in the physical realm that are going to be able to bring about a manifestation of the kingdom of God. As you are opening, going through the door that God is opening in your city, may God give you influence. May God give you influence, because you are going to require influence in this door that God is opening. You are going to be able to coalesce some people together because of what must be done. I declare that this is a door of transformation for your city. This is an hour that has been opened by God for your city to change. Things are going to get better. You are going to move from glory to glory. You are going to move from faith to faith. It's not about just singing and shouting. It's about establishing dynamic principles of the kingdom of God in the city where God has opened for you. I pray that God is going to place you in the most remote places. God is going to place you in places where everybody has said nothing good is going to come from this place. God is going to place you in a place where there is famine, in a place where there is barrenness. But God is saying, in that barrenness, in that famine, in that chaos, in that dysfunction, there is a door that I'm opening to establish a dimension of the kingdom of God. You are going to be blessed in the place of barrenness. You are going to be blessed in that place, and there is nothing that the kingdom of darkness can do, because God has empowered you to walk through that door in the name of Jesus. Resources are not going to be lacking, because they are going to come because of the door that God has opened. I pray that tonight, wherever you are, you may be experiencing some adversity, but God is opening a door for you, not just for you to come out of your adversity, but a door for you to have an influence because of your adversity. God is going to give you a testimony because of your adversity. And that testimony is going to be the reason that you are going to walk through the door that God has opened. For some of you, God is opening a door of deliverance. This is the season when you are going to experience tremendous deliverance in your life. And God is going to deliver you from your addiction. God is going to deliver you from whatever has been troubling you. God is going to deliver you. But as God is delivering you, He is going to put you in a place where you are going to be able to develop proper coping mechanisms with whatever has been troubling you. There are great things that are up, that are happening. May God give you the discernment to know that you cannot miss the door that He has opened. You cannot miss this door. You cannot miss this door. You cannot miss this door. You cannot miss the door. Somebody just declare, I am not going to miss this door in the name of Jesus. I am not going to miss this door in the name of Jesus. I am going to walk through this door, come hell or high water. I am going to walk through this door in the name of Jesus. Right now, I come against the spirit of discouragement. Somebody say hallelujah. And here's the thing. I feel that sometimes we as believers, our problem is procrastination. It is procrastination. We find every excuse to justify our procrastination. I declare that the spirit of procrastination is being broken off your life right now in the name of Jesus. It's being broken. You are going to do what must be done when you need to do it. The door is open. The door is open. And procrastination is being broken in the name of Jesus. Because you cannot dilly-dally for this door. It is a door that is going to be open for a specific season, a specific time over your life. And if you miss this door, it will never come back again the way that has been made open right now in the name of Jesus. And as you are going through, may your prayer now begin to change from being a prayer of asking God to open the door to being a prayer of asking God to give you divine strategies to be able to engage in the door that has opened. I want to read this for you. Let me go to Genesis 30. Then I'm almost done. Genesis 30. Because I want to show you something in Genesis 30 that happened when God opened the door. When Joseph was born unto Jacob, unto Rachel. Jacob said to Laban, it's time for me to go. You have to release me to go back to my land. But let me read for you what happened in Genesis 30. So you can see. This is what it said. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph, but Jacob said to Laban, send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children of whom I have served you, for whom I have served you, and let me go. For you know my service which I have done for you. And Laban said to him, please stay if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Then he said, name your wages and I will give it. So Jacob said to him, you know how I have served you and how your livestock has been with me. For what you have done before I came was a little, and it has increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming. And now, when shall I also provide for my house? So he said, what shall I give you? And Jacob said, you shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flock. Let me pass through all your flock, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep, and all the brown ones among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my wages. So my righteousness will answer for me in time to come, when the subject of my wages comes before you, everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the lambs will be considered stolen if it is with me. And Laban said, oh, that is all, that it were according to your word. So you removed that day the male gods and that were speckled and spotted, all the female gods that were speckled and spotted, everyone that had some white in it, and all brown ones among the lambs, and gave them into the hand of his sons. Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. Now Jacob took for himself rods of green pollen and of almond and chestnut trees, peeled with white strips in them, and exposed the white which was in the rods, and the rods which he had peeled, and he set before the flocks in the gutters, and the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink, so that they should conceive when they came to drink. So the flocks conceived the roar before the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, spot, and spotted. Then Jacob separated. What I'm saying is, Joseph was born. The door was opened for Jacob to go back to his land. But he wasn't going to go back empty-handed because of the door that is opened. And Jacob began to engage in genetic engineering for him to produce whatever was conducive to whatever the agreement that they made. So I'm saying, in this season, as God is opening doors, don't just rejoice for the door that is opened, but rejoice for the strategies that you are going to be given. Engage with God for the strategies that you are going to be given for you to benefit from the doors that are opened. That means now the doors that are opening are going to require the establishment of some relationships. I declare that there are new relationships coming into your lives because of the doors that are opening. There are new ideas, witty inventions that are coming into your lives because of the doors that are opening. The doors that are opening require your elevation, and your elevation requires some divine strategies, strategies of a higher order that are going to be released in your life. In the season, it's not going to be as business as usual, because God is going to bless you in a mighty way. He is going to bless you because he intends for you to be a blessing to others. There is an opening of significant doors of revelation, significant doors of wisdom, significant doors of understanding that are going to open. You're going to begin understanding the way things operate. You're going to be understanding the way that things function, because the season of open doors require you to open, to walk through the door, not just because you're walking through the door, but because you are going to establish a dimension of the kingdom of God wherever you are going to be walking into. God is releasing some divine strategies. There are great ministries that are going to flow through your region because of the doors that have been opened. There is a level of anointing that is coming upon your lives because of the door that God is opening. The anointing that is going to destroy yoke, the anointing that is going to break the captivity, because you are going to open, you're going to walk through the open door. You are going to be like Daniel, that the door has been opened. You are going to know why the door has been opened. You are going to know what has to be done in the door that has been opened. You are going to pray in a way you've never prayed before, because the door that's opened demands a particular kind of prayer. In the name of Jesus, the door that has been opened demands a particular kind of prayer. The door that has been opened demands a higher level of engagement with the heavens because of what must be birthed. I declare that in this season, somebody's door has been opened because Joseph has been born. Joseph represents a prophetic dimension. Joseph represents a dominion dimension. If you trace the curse of Esau that was spoken when Isaac pronounced a blessing over Esau, you will realize that it was a blessing, but it wasn't just a blessing, but there was a curse that was pronounced that said that you're only going to break the yoke when dominion has come. And that means that this door that is opening, it's a door that is coming to break your captivity. It is a door where God is going to elevate you, is going to put you in a different place of influence. And because that door is opened, there are things that you are going to begin experiencing. I thank God for open doors. I thank God for divine strategies that are being released in your life. Wherever you are, get yourself in a place where you engage with the heavens for greater strategies. It's not about just having church as usual in this open door. It's about downloading divine protocol, divine strategy to be able to implement it in the earth. It's a time where we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. It is a season and a time where we are going to be called to be the birthing canals for the plans and purposes of God here in the earth. There is a call for tremendous travailing. There is a call for tremendous intercession because of what God is about to reveal. Some of you are going to see there's an open door that is coming that is going to put you into a place of travail, interceding even for your enemies because of what God is about to do. For some of you, there are doors that are opening where you are going to be required to sow even in the most adverse of places. But you are going to sow based on what God has said because there is an open door. That open door may not seem like an open door because of what is surrounding it, but it is an open door that has been opened by God. And if you are obedient to what God has said, you are going to sow in that door. Let me just tell you this. It's a door that has been opened by God to bless you financially. It's a door that has been opened by God to bless you spiritually. It is a door that has been opened by God to enlarge you. It's a door that has been opened by God to elevate you. But it's not going to come in the place where you think it's supposed to come out of. It's going to be coming in a place where God has ordained. In the name of Jesus. And for some of you, I declare that in this season, your gift is kicking in because it's a season for your gift. You have been in a season of preparation, in a season of development, but now God has opened the door into time where your gift is in demand, where your gift is going to be required. So I declare that in this season, you are going to do great and mighty things because your gift has now experienced an open door that God has ordained. I've got one more thing to say here tonight, and I will be done. The most important, there are several things that are important that we must remember. Number one, God opens doors, and when God opens doors, they are intended to be a blessing. He opens doors to be a blessing. A door gives you access. A door is an opportunity. A door is relationships. And God is going to open those doors because of where He wants to take you. He's going to open those doors because of where He wants to lead you. But you cannot procrastinate. You cannot take your sweet time to walk through the door. Walk through the door at the appointed time. Do not be afraid of the circumstances that are surrounding the door. Just walk through the door. It doesn't matter who is standing before the door. They cannot shut the door. They will not discourage you from walking through the door. Walk through the door. As you are approaching the door, whatever you need to walk through the door, heaven is going to release. Just have the faith that you are going to walk through the door, and you are going to see a tremendous release of faith, a tremendous release of resources, because you have to walk through that door. And remember again, do not be afraid of what is behind the door, because God will not lead you into paths of destruction. God will lead you into paths of righteousness. God will bring you to an expected end. God will not do things to destroy you. So God will not open a door, give you a promise that I'm going to open a door to be a blessing to you and allow you to be destroyed by what you're going to find behind the door. God has been preparing you in the pain. God has been preparing you in the sorrow. God has been preparing you in the adversity to be able to be sustained in the open door. You are going to walk through the door, and you are going to possess whatever is behind the door. And as you enter through the open door, your responsibility is a redemptive purpose. Your responsibility is a redemptive responsibility. You are going to go through the open door. You are going to establish a dimension of the kingdom. You are going to bring about an expression of the kingdom of God through the door that He has opened. This door is not for you to make a name for yourself. This is a door for God to be exalted. This is a door for men to know that you serve a mighty God. This is a door that God has opened, and no man will shut this door. I pray that in this season, there is a tremendous release of grace, a tremendous release of mercy for you to be able to walk through the door that God has opened.